We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back. It's the Junkies on a Saturday morning. We've got about an hour left. JP and I hanging out. JP's over in Gaithersburg, Maryland. I'm here in Ashburn, Virginia, just chilling in our offices, doing the show, helping out the station. Let's talk some golf. Denny McCarthy, good friend of the show, local guy from Tacoma Park, went to Georgetown Prep, three-time All-American, University of Virginia. Has had his tour card on the PGA Tour as a full-time member for, I think, since 2018. I think this is his third full year. He's hanging out down there in Florida, just kind of waiting for this thing to pass. Denny McCarthy, by the way, number one putter in strokes gained last year. So basically the best putter in the world in 2019. I believe he's ranked second right now behind Hatton in that same category for 2020. D-Mac, what's up, buddy?
How you doing?
Hey, thanks for the time, man. I appreciate it. Do I have that right? So you were number one in strokes gained last year in 19, and are you number two this year behind Hatton?
That's correct. I'm slacking a little bit this year.
You are. By the way, kind of explain to people who aren't golfers or golf fans what the strokes gained putting category means and how important it is.
So it's basically based. You're basically stacking up against everyone else in the field. So strokes gained. It's kind of a confusing formula they use, but you're basically getting compared against everyone else in the field. You know, it could be, you know, if you have a 5-footer and you make it, you gain a half a shot, and if you miss it, you lose a half a shot. It's kind of like that. If you make a long putt, if you make a 30-footer, that you basically gain a full shot putting. So
basically, you're making a lot of putts. You're making a ton of putts.
Yeah, that's basically, it comes down to, you know, I've been making a lot of putts over the last few years, and I look forward to, you know, when we get back playing, I look forward to making some more.
And by the way, you were having a really good year. Okay. All right. Obviously, the schedule is a kind of a wraparound, so it starts in September. But for this year, so 2019-2020, you had made 11 out of 13 cuts.
Sounds right.
I know you missed the cut at the API and at the Honda, but you had made the previous 11. So you were making a ton of dough. You were obviously playing well, and then this happened.
Yep. It's unfortunate, but you know, it's out of my control, and I hope everyone's staying safe out there. Thanks to all the doctors and nurses for, you know, taking care of people. It's obviously an unfortunate situation for everyone, but you know, playing golf right now, it's, you know, seems not that important compared to everything else going on right now. So first thing is, you know, just getting everyone back healthy and, you know, get everything running again soon, hopefully.
Talking to Denny McCarthy, PGA Tour golfer, I want to rewind a little bit. So Jason set it up and said, you know, you grew up in Tacoma Park. I don't know this. Where did you live when you went to high school at Georgetown Prep?
Well, I was born in Tacoma Park. For some reason, this PGA Tour system, they asked for birthplace, and I said, you know, birthplace was, I was born in Tacoma Park, and now they run with it and say I'm from Tacoma Park. I grew up in Burtonsville, Maryland. We moved to Rockville inside Manor Country Club my junior, senior year of high school, so my first two or three years at Georgetown Prep, I was commuting from Burtonsville, Maryland, which is about a half hour probably. And then once we moved to Rockville, my last year and a half,
So you were a Manor guy. I'm just wondering because Jason's more of a country club golfer. He's a much better golfer than I am. I'm a Muni guy. Like, I'll play over at Laytonsville. What are some of the non-country clubs that you would play at and torch? Would you, like, just scorch Redgate?
No. So, yeah, well, I played a couple junior tournaments at some public courses. I actually grew up I didn't grow up at Manor Country Club. I grew up at Argyle Country Club.
Okay.
That was like, I mean, we had a great crew of juniors. My brother was there, my cousins, a couple other really good, you know, junior players. We had a really solid crew. So Argyle Country Club was like my second home. My parents would, you know, we'd make a full day out of it in the summers. We'd get dropped off. We'd play tennis all morning. We'd break it up, go into the pool for a little bit, and then we'd play golf all afternoon. And the next day, we'd switch it around. We'd play golf all morning, maybe go in the pool for a little bit, and then play tennis all afternoon. So Argyle Country Club is kind of where everything happened growing up for me.
Argyle's a great spot. Our buddy Kevin Taylor's still over there, correct?
Yep, that's right. KT. Yep.
KT's a good dude. All right, so getting back to just how you're dealing with this, you know, JP likes to play golf, but Maryland has shut down all golf courses. So Governor Hogan said, you know, golf is not essential. So all those courses are closed, so he can't play. But yep. In Virginia, our governor said you can play. All the courses are open. Now, a lot of them are only allowing members and not guests. But, yep. You know, you can still get out there, and even if you just want to go chip and putt, you can or hit the driving range, you can do it. Florida, the courses are open. So how often are you playing, and where are you playing?
I'm a member at Medalist. I've been a member there for just over 2 years, and I've actually been playing a lot of golf the last couple of weeks. Game feels pretty sharp right now. I've probably been up to Medalist probably 13 or 14 of the last 20 days. So I've been going out there quite a bit.
Wow.
A lot of pros out there. So we've been getting some good games. I haven't done much practicing, but I've been playing a lot, which for me is just better. I like getting out there playing, getting some games with other pros and keeping it competitive. That's just that's more my nature.
Yeah.
So my game's actually pretty sharp right now. I've played quite a bit of golf the last few weeks, and
oh, I bet.
I like how my game is right now. It's unfortunate that there's not going to be a tournament for a little while, but I'll continue to do. You know, I've been continuing to work on my body and, you know, although we're not going to be playing, use this time to, you know, try and get better and just get ready when the gun goes back off when we get called to play.
Can you give me an example of who you play with and what type of matches you guys are playing? What kind of stakes?
Yeah, so we've been playing a ton of games. I've been playing with Peter Uihlein, Matt Wolf. Matt Wolf just joined in the fall.
Right.
He's become a good buddy of mine. He hits the ball unbelievable. You should see this kid.
He's got a weird swing though, and he's still just
it's super pure. He's only 20 years old, and I've been telling people I think he might be one of the best ball strikers I've ever seen, which is saying something because I play with a lot of great golfers.
Is he an Oak State kid?
Yeah, okay. Yep. State left after his second year, won the national championship. I mean, he's great, great kid, great player. He's going to have a really bright future. So me, Peter, Matt Wolf, Dominic Vizzelli, he's from New York, but he's been living down here, a member at Medalist for a little while.
Uh-huh.
Matt Wallace just joined. Alex Noren just joined. We've played a couple games. Who else? We've seen Tiger out there a few times. Tiger and his son have been out there, but I haven't. Tiger has just been—he's been chilling with his son. He hasn't gotten in any of the games, but when we've had eight, we go like a 4v4.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has their own cart, which is kind of cool, but obviously for precautionary reasons with this coronavirus gone, so everyone has their own cart. Pins are in.
Yep.
We've played in a couple eightsomes. We played in a couple sixsomes, like a 3v3, count the best two balls, like Nassau. Depends. It could be like 50-50, 100 or 100-100, 200. And,
right.
You know, just kind of something to keep us competitive.
Do you play side trash? Do you play like Sandy's, Birdies, Greenies, that type of stuff?
No, we don't really do that just because it's, you know, it's a lot to keep track of.
Right.
But, you know, when we've had four guys, it's a simple 2v2, six guys, 3v3, count two ball, eight guys, 4v4, count your best two ball, and just go play. The course is in perfect shape right now, so it's a great time to play. The greens the other day, I played there yesterday, actually. The greens were probably rolling at least a 14. They're probably one of the
oh
best I've ever seen them. They're incredibly pure. So fun to play right now. Good way to get out of the house and stay competitive.
Talking to Denny McCarthy, PGA Tour golfer. What's it like, though, you know, the Florida? Florida got a lot of national tension because of the spring breakers, the government, the governor there shut things down a little bit later. Is it eerie? I mean, obviously, when you're at the golf course, that's kind of an oasis from the rest of the real world. But when you're driving probably back and you're seeing, like, empty plazas and things like that, it's got to be surreal, right?
It is, just especially because this, you know, I've lived down here for almost 5 years now, and the amount of cars, the amount of more cars I've seen over the last couple of years is kind of crazy. I feel like, you know, my first couple of years down here, I was like, man, this is awesome down here. There's not that many cars on the road. There's no traffic. And the last year or two, I'm like, man, this plaza is slammed. These restaurants are slammed. These roads are slammed. You know, it's like there's a ton of people that, you know, are kind of finding their way down here just because it's a great spot. And the last couple of weeks have been really weird just because there's no cars. You can get to these places. Like, I can get to Medalist, and I played at another place called Turtle Creek. You know, I get to these places way quicker just because there's not many cars on the road. But, you know, I'm not, you know, that's basically what I'm doing. It kind of feels like Groundhog's Day. Wake up, you go to the golf course. You know, the clubhouses are closed, so I'll pick up some food from somewhere on the way, go to the golf course, play golf, leave, come back home, basically. So there's not much going on, but pretty lucky to still be able to play golf at the moment.
Yeah. So getting back to the schedule, the Monahan obviously canceled everything through the PGA, which was May 14th through the 17th. I know that the RNA already canceled the Open, but do you envision the tour coming back without fans, or do you think they're just going to wait until the government or the CDC says, you know what, it's all clear, you can go out in public like normal? Or would you be affected by that? How would that be, just playing a big tournament in a full field without fans?
Yeah, I mean, it would certainly be crazy. I'm one that likes a little more. I like the fans. I like the, you know, kind of like the limelight. I feel like I play better, you know, when there's a crowd. So I it would be weird for sure, but regardless, I mean, I'd be ready to play either way. If there's no fans or fans, I'd be ready to go. It's just kind of a weird situation. I've heard so many different rumors when we're going back, when the season's gonna, you know, when the majors are going to be, when, you know, the FedEx Cup playoffs are going to be, if they're going to combine it into two seasons. I've heard so many different rumors, so it's hard to even speculate what exactly is going to happen at this point.
Right, right. Yeah, because I guess the latest story was they may push all of the majors into the fall, right?
Correct. Yeah, and I read something where they might still have the FedEx Cup playoff events in August, early September, which would kind of be strange. That would kind of make it seem like it's the end of the season, but I don't know exactly what they're going to do with that. It's going to be strange for sure.
When's the last time you saw your family? Your brother Ryan and your parents.
They were all at the Players. I had my whole family come to the Players along with a bunch of other family friends, and they were able to watch my first round on Thursday. And then, you know, once I was one of the first groups, I believe, on Thursday, and we got in there to the scoring tent afterwards, and, you know, they let us know that there was going to be no fans for tomorrow, only immediate family. So, you know, immediately, you know, I went out and, you know, told the close family friends that, you know, they're not going to be allowed to, you know, watch tomorrow.
Right.
And then as that day kind of progressed, you know, they made the announcement that night that they canceled the Players. So, I had breakfast with my family on that Friday morning, and you know, it's been since then. So what's that? 3 weeks, just over 3 weeks now.
Right.
Since I've seen them. And
were you scheduled? Were you scheduled to play in the Valspar, and then the WGC was the week after that? I guess you weren't in that, but maybe in Punta Cana?
Yeah, so I wasn't, unless I won the Players, I don't think I was going to get into the match play, and I was probably going to take Dominican off, but I was definitely going to play the Valspar. That's a tournament that I played well in last year. I top 10, so that was going to – I was looking forward to it. I struggled, like you said. I was playing well, even on the West Coast. I didn't really have my A game, but I was, you know, I was keeping it around well enough to make the cuts and give myself an opportunity to have a decent finish.
Right.
And then struggled. I mean, the way Honda and Bay Hill played this year was ridiculous. Both of them were right. U.S. Opens on steroids, essentially. And I just didn't have my A game. My weaknesses got exposed a little bit. But that, you know, I kind of found something out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the Players. And I was really looking forward to a nice stretch of golf. But it's okay. It, you know, gives me some time in this off time to work on those things. And, you know, I'm going to turn those weaknesses into strengths by the time I get back.
Yep. All right, D-Mac, appreciate it, man. Just keep doing what you're doing, and thanks for the time. Really appreciate it, and I'll stay in touch with you, and hopefully we'll see you playing sooner than later, man.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, bro. Thanks, pal. Take care of yourself. Denny McCarthy. Yeah, he's a really good dude.
Do you respect him? I was looking up on Wikipedia. You generally don't respect guys who are his stature. He's about my size.
I played golf with him. I do respect him. He's just a complete baller. And like I said, he had $875,000 in earnings before they suspended the season. So now that's a wraparound. So that starts last September. But, I mean, he was going to make well over, you know, he probably would have made somewhere in the $2 million range if he played all these tournaments at least. I mean, if he wins a tournament, he makes a million and change, but
his childhood was a little bit different than mine.
He was going to have a really good year.
I had a really good childhood, but I remember before I was able to work, so let's say I'm like 13, 14 years old, the highlight of my summer, I was not able to go to country clubs, was that I got a Wild World season pass. Mm-hmm. And like me and EB would take the Metro bus, and it would drop us off right there in Central Avenue. And we go to what is now Six Flags, and we go to Wild World and do all the rides. I do that about 10 times a summer. Danny McCarthy said his parents would just drop him off at the country club. Right. He would play golf in the morning, go to the pool, play tennis, and then reverse it. And then the next day, play tennis all morning, go to the pool, and golf all day. That's a pretty damn good routine.
It's a lot different than how you and I grew up, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, but don't get me wrong. I enjoyed going on the Rampage and the I already forget the name of it. It was the Wild One roller coaster in the day, but it's a lot different.
No, it's a different life, man. And he's, like you said, he's playing golf pretty much every day at the Medalists and getting better. So when he comes back, man, all these guys, if they're actually putting the work in and improving their games, especially the young kids like the Matt Wolfs and the Denny McCarthys of the world, they're going to just really come strong and have some great results in these tournaments. I can't wait until it comes back. I'm hoping it comes back this year. I have my doubts, but I just can't wait.
You know this. I'm not really a golf fan. I'll watch some of the majors. Not interested in a Honda or a Valspar or whatever the hell that is. Uh-huh. But if they have that Tiger versus Phil, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady thing, I'm all about it. I mean, we're dying for any content, so correct. I would be all over it. I probably would watch the Valspar if it was available. Whatever the Valspar is.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I'm hoping that even if they're playing without fans, I'm going to watch. Now, like Denny said, you know, a lot of these players would love to see the fans out there. But if it's just to get the events on TV because that's where the dollars are, then I can see the tour moving in that direction to put some of these events on without fans. I'll watch
that'd
it.
Be huge.
Even if it would be different, but huge, yes.
Absolutely. All right, when we come back, let's open up the phone lines. I know that you threw this out before. You wanted to know, what are people doing on a Saturday? This is why it's Groundhog Day, because it's the weekend, and usually you have a bunch of weekend plans. If you have kids, they might have sporting events. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what we do as parents, because generally speaking, on a Saturday, our kids would have soccer games, softball games, whatever they would have, and we'd be driving around. The world is shut down. What do you do? Saturday really is the same as Friday. 800-636-1067. We'll do a little check-in with listeners next. Here is JP and Bish coming to you live this Saturday morning on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Welcome back. It's JP and Bish coming to you live this Saturday morning on 106.7 The Fan. We're going to pass the baton to Cakes and Dukes at noon for the CNC Radio Factory. EB's on deck Sunday morning at 9 with Grant Paulson. Right now, we've opened up the phone lines at 800-636-1067. Kind of just want to check in on what people are doing over the weekend. There's not many options. Jason plays golf. He's in Virginia. They still allow you to play golf. Here, they really, in Maryland, they've shut everything down. You can go to a drive-thru. Like, sometimes we'll go for drives, and we did drive-thru last night. We did Mickey D's.
You did? What'd you get?
My go-to is the quarter pounder cheese meal. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you one of my weaknesses.
Love their filet of fishes, by the way. Could crush
my weakness
one.
Is dessert. You know this. I got a sweet tooth, and I just read an article yesterday that they're saying some people are going to become fatter during the coronavirus. It's just facts.
Right.
So, you know, the gym is part of my routine 3 or 4 times a week. I can't go to a gym. I guess I can do push-ups and pull-ups and that sort of thing at home, but I don't have a home gym. And I get chocolate shakes every time I go anywhere that's a drive-thru. So I've been sprinkling in drive-thrus probably 3 times a week. I think we went out 3 times in the last 6 or 7 days. Like, all 5 of us, we got Coastal Flats one time this week. I did Chick-fil-A once, and I did Mickey D's last night, and I've gotten a shake every time.
Can't hate on that. Shakes are money. I had a little ice cream last night after dinner. By the way, played golf at Evergreen Country Club yesterday, and then had a couple drinks on their patio, and then ordered food to go. So I got my wife and I a crab cake platter meal. Two crab
nice.
Cakes, mashed potatoes, and broccoli. It was awesome. And then today, I believe we're going to throw burgers on the grill for dinner. I'm not sure what we're going to do for lunch.
Yeah, last
burgers
night,
on the grill for dinner tonight.
We did that because I'm just sick of, to be honest, I'm sick of our home-cooked meals. And some of them are fine, but it's like rinse and repeat. We do a lot of chicken, asparagus, salad, that sort of thing. My wife, you know, is a personal trainer and nutritionist, so she tries to keep things healthy, and I just get sick of it. So I was like, let's do Mickey D's tonight.
There you go. What does your wife get at Mickey D's? Does she eat anything?
She does the nuggets.
Oh, yeah. Nuggets are good.
You know, I don't think it's super healthy, but she does the nuggets.
Yeah, but hits the spot. We're going to do burgers, and then we're going to do Velveeta mac and cheese, and then a salad tonight. With a Very bottle nice. Of wine.
All right, let's go to the phone.
Bottle of J-Lore.
636-1067 is the number you want to chime in. Shola from Laurel's on the line. Shola's a longtime listener of the show, P1. What's up?
What's up, Shola?
Hey, guys. I'm good. First of all, you know, I always have to call in and give you shows to binge watch. And Lurch, did you watch The Stranger?
Hold on, The Stranger. Remind me, who's in The Stranger?
I don't think you've watched it. If you have to ask that question, you haven't watched it.
Well, there's some shows that I've watched. People ask me and I just kind of forgot that I watched them. Like, someone asked me if I...
Well, there are three.
Okay.
There are three British shows that are really, really good. One is The Stranger, one is The Five, and one is Safe. And they're all written by Harlan Coben, the American author.
Well, The Stranger looks good.
Hold on, The Stranger.
It says, a web of secrets sends a family man, Adam Price, on a desperate quest to discover the truth about the people closest to him.
God, what was the one I
watched?
Well,
that's a good test. Shola, in the past, she put us on Night Manager, Jason. which was really good.
Yeah, and Mafia.
Oh, wait a minute. I saw The Strangers, the girl in the hat, right? The
right.
Yeah, I saw The Stranger. See, the JP, that's the thing. Okay, I always watch these shows, and I just forget that I've watched
girl
them.
Girl in the hat.
Yeah.
But actually, I'm looking at the pictures.
The same guy wrote The Five and Safe.
Yeah, my wife watched both of those.
Jason. Yeah. Oh, okay.
The Stranger is excellent. Did you ever watch Broadchurch?
Yeah, but season one and three are good. Season two is not that good.
Yeah, I like Broadchurch, and I definitely saw The Stranger. Very good. I love the acting. The acting in these
and
British
then if you have
Hulu,
The Accident is really good.
Okay.
Man, Shola's all over the binge TV shows. Is that what you've been doing during this coronavirus quarantine time?
My partner is a physician, and so I'm making, I'm making cloth masks, and so what else am I going to do? Once I finish listening to you and Cakes and Dukes, I'm just going to start binge watching again.
Very good. So of those three shows that you recommended, if I have to watch one with my wife, should I check out The Stranger first or The Five first? And I can't even remember the third one.
Safe.
They're all really, really good, JP. I can't, determine between the three of them.
How many episodes was The Stranger? I can't remember. Was it six or eight?
I can't remember. But they're all, I think, 6 to 10 episodes. You know, most British TV shows are usually short.
Yeah. Actually, it's 8 episodes for season one of The Stranger, JP. You would like it.
Oh, you know what? I think I saw The Safe. It's with Dexter, the guy who played Dexter.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, I saw that. That was good. All right, Shola. Well, look, stay safe.
Okay.
Thank your son for us. Physicians at this time.
My partner. I don't have any kids.
Got you. Your partner. Sorry.
Why'd you say her son?
I thought she said it was her son that was the doctor.
Oh, okay.
All right. Take care, y'all.
Thank you, Shola.
Well, I'm listening, trying to click on all these shows she's talking about, so I just missed that detail.
Someone had asked me, they go, why aren't you watching Lost Girls? I'm like, I don't know, because there's too much to get to. And then I've told them a week later, oh, forgot, I did see Lost Girls. I just forget that I see all these shows.
Right.
I kind of just forget the titles. Yeah. You'd like The Stranger. It's pretty good. 8 episodes. It'll kill some time. But I'm going to kill some time today with some more episodes of Bloodline. I think
The thing about Bloodline is I think it's 3 seasons. I know I watched the first 2. I don't know if I watched the third. This is one of those shows that I always say this. A lot of these shows, the writers have a storyline in mind for a season. They get popular, and then they have to grasp with new characters and wacky storylines. I kind of think that's what's happening with Ozark. Now, I know you finished it. Don't give anything away. I'm on episode 7. But, they had to bring in the brother this season. They have to bring in, new characters and wacky stories, and it gets a little bit different. So with Bloodline, I think you're going to love the first season. And the second season, I think the third season might have just gone too far adrift.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. Well, I've only killed 4 episodes of the first season, so I got another 6 to finish out season 1.
But, hey, we open up the show talking about how there's just a dearth of things to watch. They actually had NBA players playing 2K last night on ESPN and ESPN2. And that's because there is nothing to watch.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that. So that was taped, right? Because I believe those matches actually went down yesterday afternoon at 2 o'clock. So I guess they just taped them and played them last night. What time was the show? 7?
I saw it right around 8:15, so 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
You were talking about
I'd rather stare at the wall than watch Kevin Durant play Derrick Jones in NBA 2K.
All right, let's touch the people again. 800-636-1067. Let's see. We've got Chris and Olney, I believe. Chris, you're on with JP and Bish. What's going on?
Hey, they showed on the scroll this morning that Nevada – Vegas is putting the virtual race in NASCAR on the books today as wondering if Jason might be participating.
I didn't even know that. I didn't know they were doing a virtual race. Do you have a winner for me?
Yeah, Denny Hamlin.
So you want me to take Denny Hamlin?
He won the first one a couple weeks ago. He's got a $40,000 simulator in his garage that he uses all the time, so he's pretty good at it.
I got to see if my site will offer that.
Yeah, they ran it on the scroll on ESPN this morning. That they, I guess they either last night or this morning they put it up.
All right,
Chris, what do you miss the most during this quarantine time?
Myself?
Yeah.
Well, the being able to come home every night and watch some kind of sporting event.
Right.
That's bad right now. I have been watching the Caps virtual hockey. I think tonight might be the last one. I'm not sure that you said something the other night about that. But I appreciate the way that Craig Laughlin and Joe Beninati get into it. They do a great job.
And they're the best.
All right, well, Steve, they yeah. are offering it on my site, and Denny Hamlin's plus 1,000. So,
sorry about that. I'm not a gambler per se, so I wouldn't know about that, but I know that's a big number.
Well, it means if every 10 bucks, you win 100. So should I put 10 bucks on it?
Right.
I'd put 20, I Jason. Put 20.
You got a lot of choices. You got a lot of races there, and he's one of them.
All right. I just put it in for 20 bucks. So
very
20
good.
Bucks.
Good luck. Hope he does well for you.
All right, there you go.
How much do you miss sports gambling, Jason?
Oh, man, it's devastating to me. I mean, it's just devastating. I mean, I just can't believe – I haven't placed a bet since – well, I did one horse racing bet. It was a head-to-head match on in that Tampa Downs. I think it's called Tampa Downs
right.
or whatever that was last week. And I won it because he was a big favorite, and I hit that. But before that, it was like 3 weeks. I hadn't placed a bet since, I don't know, one of the conference tournaments.
Yeah, what is your boy Charlie Books doing?
He's not getting any action from me. I'll tell you that. Hey, we got to take a break. So we got to have our buddy Vince Carbone, who owns a Subway here in Ashburn. We'll talk about some of the work he's doing with some of the area hospitals. All of these food businesses are just getting killed. You know, we gave Matt Carlin a little shout out last week, had him on the show. Let's get Vince on, who owns a Subway here in Ashburn, on next. Cool, JP?
Sounds good. Keep it here on The Fan. Welcome back. Coming to you live this Saturday morning on The Fan. It's JP and Bish from the Junkies. Coming up at noon, it's Chad Dukes and Money Metal Cakes for the CNC Radio Factory. EB is going to be on tomorrow morning with Grant Paulson at 9. Joining us right now is one of Jason's buddies, owns a couple of Subways out in VA, Vinny Carbone.
Vince, what's up, bud?
Hey, guys, how you doing? I appreciate you allowing me to come on with you guys.
Yeah, Vince, I think Vince at one point owned 3 Subways. I think he's down to 1. Is that correct?
I have. I'm downsizing, not because of the coronavirus, but through the years now, just sold 2, and now I'm down to 1 in Ashburn Farm right now.
Yeah. All right, so we had another buddy on last week. He owns a bunch of restaurants in D.C. and Virginia. And I wanted to give you a chance to kind of just tell everyone what you're dealing with, what adversity you're facing as a small business owner, how people can help. I know you're involved with some of the local hospitals and trying to feed some of the healthcare workers. The floor is yours, buddy.
All right. Thanks. We've obviously I'm not in this alone. A lot of people have been affected. So, you know, I've gone down to probably about 80% loss in sales. My last order, usually this time of year, I'm ordering $4,000 worth of food a week. My last order was down to 400.
Wow.
So it's a kick in the gut right now, but you know, this is a time where, you know, I'm not going to sit there and throw up a GoFundMe page for myself. I think that's the last resort for anybody. So right now there's a lot of people out there asking how they can help me, sending money, doing things, but I did not want to accept anything until I knew I could turn around and help other people with it or place orders. So through the help of Melanie Kelly, who you know, Jason,
right.
she's been a godsend. She's been really good. She's been able to get me in with hospitals along with some other people. So I came up with this program to adopt a doctor or adopt a nurse. So if you would like to adopt a doctor or a nurse, you can, for $6.50, you can buy them a meal. If you want to adopt 10 of them, we're going to, you know, get 10 meals out there. So we have 3 hospitals that we're working with, some homeless services as well. So, you know, now that people want to help me, when they want to donate money, they know it's going to go to these hospitals. It's going to help me, keep my head above water. They're going to help me bring a couple employees back who don't have any hours that are out of work. And they're going to help these doctors and nurses and these other people in a time of need. So if you'd like to do that, Venmo is how we're collecting money right now. It's at Ashburn Farm Subway. Anything, you know, if you're at home and you have a job right now and you're fortunate, your health is great, and you want to help out, you're helping my store, you help my employees, and you're helping the healthcare workers. So we appreciate anything, and, you know, hopefully we'll all get through this somehow.
So what are the hospitals that you're working with right now?
The HealthPlex over in Ashburn, Loudoun Hospital, Reston Hospital, Cornwell over in Leesburg. So this next week, we're going to start fulfilling orders. You know, it's been hard. I had to get the donations in first to know how much food I had to place. I don't want to take on a big bill and have a lot of waste. So now that the donations are coming in and we're able to have these contacts to set up these donations, we're full steam ahead. You know, I you know, honestly, a lot of us don't even want to go to work either. You know, we're doing it. We got to, you know, pay bills and keep our families, you know, fed. So we're doing this. And when we drop off this food at these hospitals, it's actually the best part of my day, going in there and seeing these people dropping off food and knowing that we're, you know, we're making a little bit of difference, and it brightens everybody's day. It's awesome to see.
Vince, can I ask you a little inside Subway baseball question?
Inside Subway baseball, go for it.
All right, so I'm a big Subway fan. We all are. Jason dubbed it the place for food 25 years ago.
That's right.
my go-to move for many, many years was after I'd get my sub, I'm just a 6-inch guy. Jason will do like a 12-inch and then another 6-inch.
That's not true. That was years ago. I don't do that anymore. I only get the 6-inchers now. Actually, I get the wraps. I like the wraps.
But I do love your cookies. You're a franchise owner, so you only can speak about your spot. What I've noticed is some Subways will have peanut butter cookies available. Some don't.
Right.
You definitely should have peanut butter cookies if you're going to have chocolate chip cookies, because my go-to move is I would get one oatmeal raisin, one chocolate chip, one peanut butter, and then I kind of combine the peanut butter and chocolate.
Oh, nice. I like that. So, unfortunately, right now, Subway even took peanut butters off the out of all the food distributors in the area. We can't even get them anymore. They're lowering the inventory because we take on so much. So I used to carry them. The food distributor no longer does, so we can't even get them. And a lot of areas, you know, peanut allergies is a big thing now, so they've stayed away from it.
Gotcha.
That's probably the main reason.
Well, look, you hang in there. When things come back, this is my recommendation. Look, I'm not a franchise owner or anything. Bake your own peanut butter chocolate cookies. That would be a killer.
Well, I mean, I'll throw anything out there right now to make a buck, man. So if
I
got to make some peanut butter cookies, I'll do it. And, you know, I'm a PG County born guy out of Cheverly, too. Went to Gonzaga, know some DeMatha boys. So I love your program. You guys, you know, and I enjoy listening to you every day. You guys are doing an awesome job and help us get through all this with you know, keeping our mind on something else besides the bad news out there. So
right,
I appreciate everything you guys.
So the Venmo again is at Ashburn Farm Subway, correct?
Yes, correct.
All right. So you know what? Help out a little bit. I'm going to send you some money right now at Ashburn Farm Subway Venmo. It's a great program what's it called? Sponsor a doctor or sponsor a nurse?
Adopt a doctor or adopt a nurse.
Right.
You know, and the funds are going to go just not to healthcare people. We're going to, you know, if there's homeless services out there that we can help, we're starting to talk to some of the police stations as well. So we're going to help all those in need. I mean, it's going to go far, and I appreciate anything you guys are doing right now for us. And it really does help.
We'll get some of our listeners to help you out, man. Promise.
All right,
man.
Appreciate it.
Stay above water, man. We'll get through this, bud.
I'll see you at Bonefish in a month, man, I hope.
I hope so. That'd be great.
Is he part of the Corner Club?
Yeah, he is. We always hang out. He's a good dude.
Very cool.
You're going to have to buy a drink, though. I don't have any money right now. So.
I got you.
Did you get one of those jackets we used to all have jackets originally?
No, he didn't get one.
We used to hang out on Thursday with Danny Smith and the gang. That's prior to my wife and three kids now. I barely get out of the house. But Bonefish was a great spot Thursday nights just to hang out with the boys and drink some beers.
And right now, is your Subway open for carry out, curbside, that sort of thing? Can people go in and pick something
up? It is. We are open 11 to 7 right now. I've locked the doors. We're not letting anybody in. Just for the fact that, you know, myself and my employees are the ones cleaning the bathrooms. We're cleaning up after everybody. I got to the point where I don't want to put them at risk. And, you know, you want to come up to the door, we'll take your order. You can call ahead. We have a table set up outside. We'll, bring your food right out to the door. You can grab it and go. Easy exchange. So we're trying to make everything work. It's new to us, so be patient. And, we'll try to help out and feed everybody we can.
Hang in there, buddy.
All right, Vince.
All right,
appreciate it,
man.
All right, buddy.
All right, thanks, guys. Bye.
I mean, there's just so many industries that you're just hoping can hang around. You keep hearing these statistics in this country, small businesses, it's like 50% of the businesses in the country. And then, you know, we've talked about it, hotels, restaurants, those are the obvious ones that feel it. But there are so many small businesses that are suffering during a shutdown because they just don't have cash reserves for 6 months or whatever it is.
Yep, you're right. It sucks. But you can help, even if it's a little bit. Send some money to at Ashburn Farm Subway. I just did, and you're going to take care of some of those doctors and nurses that are working around the clock.
Well, Bish, it's another Saturday in the books for us.
Yep.
I assume this is going to go on for a while. A lot of people are asking us. We said this at the top of the show. Look, we're team players, so we're doing it. It's not a matter of can we work. I feel bad because I like listening to Tom Lavero and Nick Ashew on the weekends and all the guys that do weekend shifts, whether it's Chris Miles or my buddy Travis Thomas. It's just a different time for a lot of businesses, including the radio business, and it's just the reality. Not as much advertising revenue coming in. They've had to make decisions, and we're filling in on the weekends, chipping in. So we thank you for tuning in. You can use the Rewind app on radio.com. You can hear our boy Brett came on the show earlier. Congrats again to Brett and Sup Dogs, back-to-back national champions for Barstool Best College Bar. We had Sean Springs, Boog Shambi, and Denny McCarthy, and your boy Vinny. So Vince Carbone from Subway. So thank you. Use the Rewind feature. The CNC Radio Factory is coming up next. That's Cakes and Dukes right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.